Inani labantu abalahlekelwe imisebenzi kwele South Africa siliqanise kwamagama okuyinto esitshiye iningi lezalwane zeZimbabwe seziphila nzima kakhulu. Okhokhela iofisi kahulumende ebona ngokubalwa kwabantu uMnumzana Lesenga Maluleke uthi inani labensundu abangasebenziyo selifika kusilinganiso esedlula amachuma amathathu lanhlanu ekhulwini 36.5%.
There are sectors that gained employment, community service and social, community and social services.
Ikhona eminye imisebenzi edalekileyo kodwa incane kakhulu kulale elahlekileyo.
But they were not enough to offset the number, the increase in the number of those that are unemployed.
Iningi labeZimbabwe bebesebenza endaweni zokudlela okuyizo eziphazamiswe kakhulu imigoqo yokunqabela i-coronavirus. Njengoba abantu bebengavunyelwa ukuyadlela kulezi ndawo. Lobanje lezi ndawo sezivuliwe okwakhathesi, ukwethekelela okwenziwe yile ntatheli kwezinye zalezi ndawo, kutshengisa ukuthi iningi lazo zichitha isikhathi zingelabantu kwezinye bebalutshwane kakhulu. Isizalwane seZimbabwe unkosazana Miriam Mhlabangana uthi yena ngemva kokulahlekelwa umsebenzi impilo ibenzima okumangalisayo.
Ngisebenza e-restaurant, but because of corona, ngacina ngimisa umsebenzi. And until now I've been struggling. Life has never been the same again. Angisakhona nje nokuthumela ingane ukuthi sithole okokudla, khona nokuya esikolweni.
Le yinto egcizelelwa ngesinye isizalwane seZimbabwe unkosazana Sinini Dube, yena othi abaningi baphelelwe izindawo zokuhlala, abanye bagcina sebebuyela ekhaya.
Since ama-lockdown le coronavirus le, angizange ngikhona even ukugcina abantu abami manje nesikolweni abayi. Ukuthi ngithumele ekhaya abazali imali ayikho. Akunzima since i-coronavirus le ibuyile lama-lockdown, asazi ukuthi senzeni.
Unkosazana Farisa Dlamini uthi okubuhlungu ukuthi ukulahlekelwa kwabo imisebenzi lokhu sekusitsho ukuthi izihlobo zabo ekhaya sesidla imbuya ngoluthi.
Ngiphelelwe umsebenzi umnyaka ophelileyo. Bengisebenza ku-private school efundisa ama-sciences kuphela. Ayizange isabalula kimi impilo emva kwalokho. Ukuphela komsebenzi kudale omkhulu umehluko ngakithi, ngoba ngingesenelisi ukubanakekela abazali bami labantwana bomfowethu. UMangwe usezilalela eziko egumeni langakithi. Isinzima impilo kubazali bami ngoba bebethembele kimi. Ngokunjalo lakimi ukudla sekutholakala nzima.
Unkosazana Pauline Komo uthi abanengi sekumnyama phambili lasemuva.
Mina bengisebenza emakhitshini. So kwenzeka ukuthi last year umlungu wami laye waphelelwa ngumsebenzi. Ikhampani yakhe yavala. So wasengifonela ngisendlini ethi khona angikasakwazi ukuqhubeka nami ngoba laye akasasebenzi, akasela income. Abantwana bami bayafunda, kungihlukumeze kakhulu lokho. Plazila ngapha kimi, irent indlu siyavalwa, ukudla ngidla nzima.
Loba kunjalo imbiko yamapholisa lamasosha abalinda umngcele esabelweni seLimpopo ikhombisa ukuthi inani labeZimbabwe abangena kuleli ngokungekho emthethweni liqhubeka lisanda, kungakhathalekile ukuthi lalapha imisebenzi isihlupha okwamagama. Kusiyaphela umnyaka ka-2020, inani labangasebenziyo liqanise layafika kusilinganiso esedlula amachumi amathathu lambili ekhulwini 32.5%. Nxa sekubalwa lalabo asebedinge imisebenzi baze bakhalala, inani labangasebenziyo selisedlula amachumi amane ekhulwini 42.6%. Lokhu kutsho ukuthi kulabantu abedlula izigidi ezisithupha 7.2 million abangasebenziyo kwele South Africa. Iningi lale misebenzi iqedwe yokuvalwa kwamabhizimusi ngenxa yemigoqo yokunqabela ukumemetheka kwegciwane le-coronavirus. Isabelo seGauteng ngokulapho kulabeZimbabwe abaningi ngesinye sezabelo ezilenani eliphezulu labantu abangasebenziyo. Mele Studio 7, Johannesburg, South Africa, ngingu Thuso Khumalo.